This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies V101.
All right, we're going there. The question today, how'd you chip your tooth?
Yeah, how'd it happen? You guys, everybody found out yesterday I chipped my bottom teeth getting punched in the face during a bar fight in Jersey.
That's
many
awful,
years ago.
Bill.
Yeah. So he hit me square in the nose, broke the nose, and then the next day I looked. I'm like, oh my gosh, he chipped the tooth. I've had it filed down since.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that's how I did mine. A bar fight. Good old-fashioned.
Over a lady.
Over a woman. Yeah, I went up to the wrong lady at the wrong time.
Yeah, she was there with her partner.
Yeah. Didn't see him. Didn't see him. Or the punch.
Just the fist. You saw that.
I saw that.
It is weird because Laura and I both have recently chipped our teeth. I chipped mine. It happened this year, so sometime in 2025. Jim and I ordered pizza with pepperoni. One of the pieces of pepperoni was burnt, but I bit it anyway. I can't believe it, but a burnt piece of pepperoni. It was so hard. It chipped my tooth. So wow. I went to the dentist last week.
Yeah.
And she did like smooth it down.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
That electric whatever.
Yep, yep. I did file it down.
Yeah.
But that was like a rock that you bit into.
Honestly, and it made this noise. Jim and I were both like,
gosh.
Oh my, we thought my tooth fell out, but it was just burned pepperoni.
Unbelievable. Never heard of that.
So mine actually wasn't that recent, but I finally got it fixed recently.
Mm-hmm.
I just woke up freshman year of college and put the chipped tooth.
That's crazy.
So,
just woke up with
fill
it.
Fill in what you will. I do not know.
You must remember something from the night before.
I truly do not. It could have been, who knows? It could have been a burnt piece of pepperoni, something innocent.
Or a bar fight.
Or a bar fight. It could have been anything.
Wow.
But I lived with this little chip in my front tooth for years until we were randomly talking about this and you're like, why don't you go get it fixed?
But you didn't know they could actually smooth your teeth.
Yeah, so I just went for like a routine dental appointment recently. Shout out to Raposa Family Dentistry in Prospect Park. And they fixed my tooth.
Look at that.
I'm so happy.
I know.
That's
great.
You never know how these chips and cracks and breaks are going to happen with your teeth.
Yeah. How'd you chip your tooth? How'd you break it? Everyone's got a story.
They do.
888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies V101.
It's a question we've actually never tackled before on this morning show.
How'd you chip your tooth? We've all done it.
All right, Joanne from Belmar, you're up. What happened?
Well, we were watching TV. I don't know how old we were, 10, 11, or 12.
Right.
And I asked my brother, well, what time is it? And he got his watch, and he swung it at me, and he chipped my front tooth.
Oh, Joanne, what do you mean by swung it? Was he looking to see the time, or he, like, whipped
it? I think
it?
He went to show her the watch.
He went to go show me the watch,
but
he took it off of himself. It was in his hand, and he swung it at me.
Oh, my.
Chipped my front tooth.
Awful.
Was it, and it was the top?
It It was my top tooth left.
You were like 10, so that was an adult tooth. That wasn't a baby tooth, right?
No, that was an adult tooth. Yeah. 10 or 11. Yeah, it was an adult tooth.
Did you ever get it fixed, Joanne?
Of course I did. Now, the next day, my parents or my mother or my dad, one of them took me to the dentist.
Okay.
And over the years, I keep getting it, like, coated.
Oh,
so it's a reminder. You're
it
like,
is
man,
a
did,
remi-
he-
did he get in trouble?
Yeah,
I hope.
I hope he did.
No, he was the king of the family.
Well, I know what it's like being the prince, the king, the baby.
It was just the two of us. He never got in trouble for analyzing me. Nothing.
Why is that? Why? Yeah. Why were the boys always, like Bill said, the princes of the family?
I don't know. My daughter was the queen of my family.
Oh,
well, Joanne.
You're our queen, Joanne. Thank you for sharing your story. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, coming up, we have a brand new impossible question worth $101, and it's happening at 7:10 right here on The B.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.
Well, I never thought we'd talk about this. How did you chip your tooth? But we're doing it because yesterday, the answer to our impossible question was getting in a bar fight, which caused me to chip my tooth. Then we were telling each other stories.
Yeah, I bit a burnt piece of pepperoni just last month. My tooth chipped.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is a mystery. No. I woke up freshman year of college with a chipped tooth.
Woo!
Wow.
Who knows what happened?
From the Be Up Club, Jean, the gnome queen. Jean from Barrington, what happened to your tooth?
Okay, about 8 years ago, a friend and I were hitting each other, just messing around, you know. Hits me in my mouth.
Ooh.
Not only chipped my tooth, it caught an infection, and I had to get all my teeth taken out.
What?
Jean!
What?
That's crazy.
Yes.
All from a playful little sparring match with
your friend? Can we rewind to the sparring match? What were you guys doing? Yeah. I don't understand. Grown women were punching each other?
Well, no. I should back up. There was a punching thing that we were doing. What are those punching ball things?
Oh, the bags? You see how hard you can punch it?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And she missed the bag.
Oh, and hit you? You were the bag.
I was the bag.
Oh, no, Jean. So
when I went, I mean, it hurt, you know, and I went to the dentist, and they tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Didn't work. And they had to remove all of my teeth.
That's wild.
Jean,
that's so crazy.
I'm almost crying.
Yeah.
But I will say, we've met you. You have a beautiful set of pearly whites.
Yeah, they did a great job. They really did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you look fabulous. You're not in any pain now, are you?
No. Okay. Well, body pain, but not mouth pain.
Yeah, right. That's a wild story.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I'm so sorry that happened. I bet your friend just felt horrible.
Yeah.
It's an
accident. We still do talk, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, so you're...
No more sparring,
though. No more punching bags.
Well, no, she moved to Florida, so maybe she's afraid of me.
Jean might have had a plan.
Jean, we love you. Thank you for sharing that story. And again, your smile is awesome. You look great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That makes my teeth hurt just listening to that. It really does. Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.
When there is a tooth that is chipped, there's a story behind it.
Well, there has to be, and we're taking your stories. What happened to your tooth? Mark from Washington Township, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was 13 years old, Jan, I was trying to catch a Frisbee. I wasn't paying attention. I ran into a parked car, thank God. So my adult tooth chipped, and then I had to go to the dentist, and they had to bond the tooth together. It was a whole mess.
Okay, they had to bond the tooth.
You chipped the tooth on the car or the Frisbee?
On the car.
On
the
car.
Parked car.
You know, in your defense, you were so focused on catching the Frisbee, it just ran right into the car.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Yes, it could have been, Bill.
Yeah. Now, everything's okay now? Do you have to get it, like, taken care of once in a while? You know, rebonded and all that?
No, everything's fine. They bonded it once, and thank God everything is okay. Okay, now.
That's awesome.
All right, good.
Mark.
And is this a little cautionary tale when you're playing Frisbee with your kids?
It is, yes. Okay. When I'm doing Frisbee, football, and baseball.
Anything.
Yes, it is.
Look both ways, Mark.
That's right, Mark.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Lynn from Cochranville, you're up. How'd you chip your tooth? What happened?
So when I was probably about 8 or 9 years old, my younger brother got a BB gun, and I was laying on the ground shooting his BB gun, and it came back, and the butt of the gun hit my tooth. Yeah.
Oh, the gun did, not
that
the BB.
She was shooting herself. Have to say, though, I thought you were going, I think we all did, with your brother accidentally shot your tooth with a BB. This is a little better.
Yeah.
All right. And how bad was the chip? Did you get it fixed?
Got it fixed, and it's been fixed ever since.
Good. Yeah. Now, do you remind him of this? Did a stupid BB gun cause that?
No, I remind my older brother hit me in my cheek with a pencil, and I had like a lead hole in my cheek for years and years.
Oh my gosh.
What is wrong with our brothers?
Oh, they're animals, aren't they? They can't be contained.
Think of these bad things.
I know. I'm so glad you at least remind him of that, but we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, and for future reference, wear a helmet around your brothers, please. They have issues.
Have a great day.
Thanks
for calling.
You guys too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Wow.
Wow. Well, we're going to play. That is something. We're going to play Beat the Bee around 8:25 this morning. Up for grabs, tickets to go see and Juliet. Make sure you're listening for a chance to play with Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.